This is Ted Kennedy. President Reagan never met a tax break for the rich he didn't like. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the Reagan administration is up to its old tricks. They want to reverse the Tax Reform Act of 1986 and restore the rich man's favorite loophole, tax breaks for capital gains. The last thing we need is a new windfall for the wealthy. 70% of the benefit goes to people making over $200,000 a year. It's a ripoff for Republican fat cats, Al. No wonder George Bush, Bob Dole, and other Republican presidential candidates are lining up to salute it. The same cockeyed economists who persuaded President Reagan he could cut taxes for the rich and balance the budget in 1981 are telling him now that he can raise revenues by cutting taxes on capital gains. Those supply-side economists need a new supply of brains, Al, and a sense of fairness for average taxpayers.
Ted, I really can't figure out what you need more, a lesson in history or a crash course in economics. History has shown us that reduced tax rates on capital gains give us increased revenues to the federal treasury. And basic economics demonstrate that a high capital gain tax slows investment and reduces venture capital. That's the way Uncle Sam actually loses revenues. One study confirms that a capital gains tax rate of 15% would generate tax revenues of $8 billion in fiscal year 88 alone. In 1989, we could realize $11 billion in revenues. Even the strongest supporters of tax reform feel the capital gains tax increases were a mistake. A strong economy requires incentive for investment. Without that, we all lose. This is Senator Al Simpson. Congress faces truly important issues. Should we be wasting our time enacting Old Cars Week? Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.